Psalm 62, The Weight of What Lasts. Yesterday in Psalm 61, David asked to be led to the rock higher than himself. Psalm 62 goes further. What happens after you reach that rock? The answer is not first rescue, but stillness. The little Hebrew word ak appears again and again in this psalm. Only, alone, truly, surely. It falls like a hammer. God alone, God alone, God alone. David is not merely calming himself, he is stripping away rival refugees. Much of our unrest comes from that one dangerous word, and. We trust God and reputation, God and savings, God and influence. David keeps praying until the sentence becomes narrow and clean. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. That word, silence, is precious. The Hebrew suggests a hushed, settled waiting, not emotional emptiness. And notice the surprise. The same psalm that calls us to silence also says, pour out your hearts to him. That is one of its deepest gifts. Biblical silence is not the absence of prayer. It is the end of self-defense. It is what happens when we stop performing before people so that we can speak honestly before God. Be quiet before the world, be poured out before the Lord. David's enemies try to topple him like a leaning wall, a tottering fence. In the Judean hills, such walls were often dry stone boundaries or terrace walls, useful, common, and easy to shove over if already cracked. Evil often does not attack us at our strongest point. It leans into our fatigue, our old grief, our thin places. Yet the psalm's great reversal is this. To his enemies, David looks like a failing wall, but in God he is a fortress. What appears fragile in public may be held fast in secret. Then comes one of the most searching images in the Psalms, human beings placed on a scale. Archaeologists have found many ancient stone weights in Israel and Judah. Buying and selling depended on honest balance. David imagines putting both low-born and high-born on the scales, and together they are lighter than breath. Human rank feels heavy, before God it has no weight. Wealth too is exposed. Extortion, stolen goods, even increasing riches cannot make a soul substantial. Only one thing has true weight, the God to whom belong both power and steadfast love. That pairing is everything. Power without love becomes cruelty. Love without power becomes sentiment. But in the Lord, strength and mercy are one. Christian readers can hardly miss where this leads. At the cross, Christ refuses false power, entrusts himself to the Father, and reveals that the deepest force in the universe is holy love. So Psalm 62 is not a gentle poem about inner peace. It is a refusal to be made heavy by what is actually weightless, and a summons to build your life on what cannot move. Suggested cross-references, Exodus 14:14, Isaiah 30:15, Psalm 131, 1 Peter 2:23, Hebrews 12:28. Hymn suggestion, be still my soul. Prayer. Lord, make my heart quiet without making it closed. Strip away every false refuge, every heavy thing that is lighter than breath. Teach me to wait in silence, to pour out my heart, and to rest where power and steadfast love are one. In you, through Jesus Christ. Amen.